So, well, cool. Well, let's go ahead and put the call into moderator mode, and let's go ahead and get started tonight. So I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night Platinum Health Products Product Education Conference call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about products or different conditions and share information with you. We feel that knowledge is power, and we like to share knowledge with you that we think that you can take and incorporate into your daily lives, and hope that you can make better informed decisions about health topics and different concerns. And the subject of tonight's call is addiction, and addiction is something that really a lot of us just think of as it's just maybe people on the street, or it's people addicted to alcohol, or maybe illicit or illegal drugs, but it really goes much more widespread than that, and we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about that tonight. But I want to introduce myself. My name is Amy Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're lucky to have with us each and every Wednesday David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products. And David has many, many years' experience in the industry. He's known as a leader in education on whole food nutrition and green foods, and he's pretty much dedicated his entire adult life to helping people and to researching whole food nutrition to improve the quality of people's lives. So, David, welcome to the line tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and appreciate everybody who is on with us tonight. I think that this is an important subject because, as Amy noted, so many people think about addictions as only having to do with alcohol or perhaps illicit drugs. But the truth is that addictions are far more prevalent among legal drugs, the prescriptions that your doctor gives you. And deaths from drugs are far more prevalent from prescription drugs, the ones the doctor gives you. And side effects. Damage to the body done to the liver and the kidneys and to the brain and to the and that artificially age you and cause you to die a premature death are far more associated with the prescription drugs. And so when we talk about getting people off of drugs, of course we want them to get off of crack and cocaine. We want them to get off of alcohol. We want them to get off of methamphetamine and off of antidepressant drugs that are illegally obtained on the streets, like Valium and Xanax and things like that. We want those illegal usages to stop, but we also, as Amy will explain in one moment, there's profound reasons why you should want to get off or how you can get off of your prescription drugs. We were just talking about that a little bit before the call. Amy, do you want to share some of the things we were talking about with our audience?
Well, the main thing that stuck out in my mind that we were talking about was that over 500,000 people annually die from prescription drugs. Is that
using them the way the doctor said?
Exactly. And we were talking to a nurse in the emergency room not so long ago at a trade show, and she said that in the emergency room that if people come in and it's suspected that they've died because of a drug interaction, they can put legally unknown because they're not certain. So the numbers are skewed in a lower fashion, obviously. So this,
it could be double that is what you're saying.
It could be double that, exactly. So this 500,000 deaths annually could be closer to a million.
Wow. That is absolutely incredible. And, of course, Amy, when you realize that there's a lot of benefits, first of all, let's say you're taking a prescription drug. That probably means you have an imbalance in your body. So taking the prescription drug is supposed to correct that imbalance, but there's a price that you pay. And that price are all those side effects that are listed on that prescription drug. It might be liver damage. It might be kidney damage. It might be body aches, headaches, constipation, diarrhea. It could be any number. Blindness, impotence. There's a lot of side effects that come from prescription drugs. So the benefit of getting rid of a prescription drug is twofold. One, you get rid of the prescription drug by eliminating the underlying reason why you are taking it. And secondly, you eliminate your addiction to that drug because you've been taking it for so long, and you eliminate the potential side effects. So there's three amazing reasons why you want to get off of those drugs. And we hope in some small way we could encourage you to work with your doctor and accomplish just that in your life.
Absolutely.
And if your doctor isn't willing to help you get off of the drugs, maybe you've got the wrong doctor.
Absolutely. And then, so we're talking about prescription drugs, and just to put that in comparison with alcohol, this is some census figures back from the year 2000, and 85,000 deaths attributed to alcohol consumption, plus another 16,000-17,000 from alcohol-related vehicular accidents. So
there's 100,000 right there.
There's 100,000 right there. Another 17,000 reported, this is in the year 2000, from illegal drug use. So
no comparison between
Alcohol
and illegal drugs.
Absolutely no comparison. So of course we want to encourage everyone to limit their alcohol consumption and treat their body as good as they can, but a lot of times we don't even realize we're harming our body when we're taking these prescription medications that our doctor, who's supposed to be helping us, is prescribing.
That's a very good point. And here's the crazy part. I was talking to a naturopath today, and she was telling me that she, you know, is in the, she does reviews, and she just for free she reviews the medications that people are on, and she says day after day she finds doctors who, unbeknownst for some reason, prescribe combinations of drugs that it is reported in the physician's desk reference should not be prescribed together.
Wow.
See, the doctors, unfortunately, are a little bit lazy. They're not doing their jobs, and that is absolutely a shame. There should be a computer, and every time that they prescribe a drug, they should know every other drug the person's on. It should go through a computer program and reveal any potential contraindications or interactions, and they do not do that. They rely on their own knowledge and their own memory. That is absolutely wrong.
Well, I know that we have a special guest that has some limited time. I'm wondering, John, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Okay.
Hey, John. How are you tonight?
Doing great. How's everyone doing?
Great, great. I'd like to introduce everybody to John Neitz. John, to me, is one of those guys who is a true hero, and I mean that with all my heart. John had, I don't know if it was an illustrious career, but he had a nice career in the NFL. He played at the highest level in football. He was exposed to all types of illicit drug use, both through the doctor's prescribed type and the partying type. He's written an amazing memoir that I hope he gets published that sort of documents just what it is that he was exposed to. He has a wide range of experience with people with addictions, you might say. And they were his friends and neighbors. So the beautiful part is that as an adult, he is extremely conscious of his role in helping people to achieve wellness and to achieve true happiness in their lives. And he knows that using drugs will never allow them to find that happiness. So he's reached back into his old neighborhood. He's gone back to his friends, his family, his companions. And he's told them, if you are ready, if you want to, only if you're ready and only if you want to, I will guide you away from your addictions. And John, I admire you, I applaud you, and I truly appreciate you as a human being. Many of you might recognize the last name Neitz. This is Eric's older brother, Eric of the 40-day fast, and of course major PHP advocate, who is also on the line with us tonight with a story to share, but we're going to bring him on toward the end of the show. John, I know you have limited time, so first of all, if you have just a couple of minutes, we're gonna talk about what addictions are, what the causes of addictions, and things like that. But if your time is limited, we could jump right into your segment. So just tell me how you want to go.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd just share a couple of personal experiences that I've had so far with Dave's amazing products. I have several friends, as Dave mentioned, that are struggling with drug and alcohol abuse right now, and I'm in the process of helping several of them. I can speak of three in particular that have been already using the products. One was addicted to painkillers. She was taking 8 to 10 of the strongest prescription of Oxycontins that there is. She was just numbing herself. And, of course, with most addictions, from my experiences, you find that it's a lot more than just a physical addiction. There's emotional things going on. There's mental things. There's traumatic things that happen with a lot of these people from childhood or adulthood, and so there's a lot to be said for all those different aspects of an addict's behavior. But Dave's products, the experiences that I've had have been absolutely incredible. The number one benefit I think that these people have all recognized and discussed with me is their lack of craving. One friend, let me give you just a little breakdown of the other two people. One guy has been a severe alcoholic since the age of 15, and he started doing crack about 10 years ago. At first it was ingesting, snorting cocaine, and then he started smoking it. And the third one is strictly cocaine, ingesting it through snorting is his drug of choice. But all three of them had just severe cravings and the inability to control those cravings. And once these guys got on Dave's products, the addiction battle plan, all three of them reported within 3 days no cravings whatsoever. The crack addict, I would say he was the most severe case. He had been in and out of drug rehabs. It was his third. He did his third attempt. He said he was in there for 30 days. He said there wasn't a day that went by where he wasn't having user dreams and craving both alcohol and crack. And within 3 days, he was completely blown away by the fact that he didn't have a single craving. And we kept him on the products for I think it was about 100 days, and he was just flying high the entire time, and we documented the whole thing. I'm actually in the process of doing a reality-based television show on overcoming addiction, and I'm using Dave's products as the nutritional aspect of it, and then, of course, there's some other things involved in the treatment. But I can't say enough about Dave's products and what they've done for these guys. And not only did they help curb cravings, but they helped them lose weight, and the clarity and the focus returns, and just their attitude changed. It was just a phenomenal experience for me, just watching these guys transform. The one guy had extremely high blood pressure. He was 30 pounds overweight. He lost all 30 pounds. His blood pressure went to normal. He got off of blood pressure medication. He got off of heartburn medication. His triglycerides were off the charts at like 660. They came down to 155. His cholesterol was up to 270. That came down to 160. So it's really unbelievable what these products can do to help. And it's just a part of it, but it's a big part of it. And I don't know Dave, you want to ask me any questions or?
Yeah, I guess I think one thing that is really astute is right off the bat, you let people know that there's underlying reasons why people end up on the drugs. You know, they don't do it. There's sometimes it's that, you know, hey, you had it and you had to take it as a prescription and then you just couldn't get off of it. But many times it's because you get addicted to the numbness, to the feeling of euphoria, to the, you know, it becomes a habitual thing. From a habit, it becomes an addiction. Is that what you find is the case most of the time?
Absolutely. Currently, I'm just about to get five other guys on top of the three that I just talked about involved in. They're going to be the subjects of the television show, and I've already done extensive interviews with them on camera. And all five of them have made mention of those types of things. There's a lot of regrets and guilt and embarrassment and just bad choices that they've made along the way. Some of them had traumatic events in their lives. One of my buddies lost both of his parents at a young age. It was an abusive alcoholic relationship. The father was beating the mother in front of the kids, and she finally divorced him, and she ended up never took a sip of alcohol, and she finally left the husband, and a year later she became an alcoholic, and then 8 months following that she had cirrhosis of the liver and ended up dying. And then the father was so guilt-ridden from that, he ended up killing himself as well and left these two guys orphaned. So this guy's been addicted to drugs and alcohol since 15, and I know he has a lot of pain and suffering from that event and losing his mom at such a young age. The other gentleman was abused emotionally, mentally, from his stepfather. He often talks about how he felt deserted and abandoned by his mother because he felt as though that she
didn't protect him.
She chose to stay with this guy and keep him in the house, so she loved. She must have loved that guy, the jerk, more than him.
Mm-hmm.
So they all talk about it. And another gentleman that's involved in the program, he's had big problems with his father, who was an alcoholic. And so a lot of it's definitely true. There's a lot of underlying emotional issues that need to be resolved and dealt with.
And they definitely, we have obviously some advice for people to, to seek counseling and to use certain products that help with emotional balance as well. So that's fantastic. Now, John, if you were going to tell somebody who's considering, taking this important step in their life, somebody who's listening right now or knows somebody, and they're going to have them listen to this call, what's the number one thing that you would tell people if they're considering, right now taking that scary, scary step of letting go of that addiction? What's the number one thing that you would tell them to consider?
I would have to say that the number one thing is to believe in yourself, and we can change, and we can take those steps to reclaim your life. And it's really the divinity within all of us. That's that internal power, that innate power that we all have, that I think a lot of our choices and these experiences that we just talked about, they kind of suppress that flame. They kind of, it's almost your light starts to go smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and you totally suppress it and push things down. Well, I can just say to all those people that flame is alive and it's still flickering, and it just needs to be ignited, and there's ways to do it. You can pull yourself out. You just have to believe. And there's in AA they talk about a higher power, and everything that I ever have read, most everything that I've ever read about addiction and overcome, it's believing in that. And I'm not too sure I agree with the AA philosophy of surrendering and giving yourself to that higher power. Like I think they claim that you're helpless against your addiction. I don't believe that. I think that you can totally regain control over yourself, your emotions, and your mind. It's just a matter of taking that first step. It's the toughest part, but really, truly believe in yourself that you can do it. And I think that there's a lot of great help out there as well, like Dave and his company and his products, and there's support groups everywhere. It's an epidemic, so there's definitely a lot of people that are out there trying. You just have to find what works for you and just go for it and work hard.
Excellent. Now, Amy's been listening in. She's really, I think, integral and important in development of the battle plan. She's worked with me on these, and I know that she's probably got a couple of questions. She thinks a lot like... in other words, she's got a lot of good insight. Amy, is there anything you're thinking in your head that our audience might be thinking, like any questions you want to ask that maybe people might be thinking about right now?
Well, one was, like, how long did you have a couple of these individuals that you mentioned on the products? Like, say, the gentleman that lost 30 pounds while he was detoxing.
Mm-hmm. He was, that was actually a gentleman that lost the 30 pounds. He was on the products for 90 days, and then he weaned off and went into a maintenance program. And he went and got a job, and we haven't really spoken that much, so I haven't, even the times when we've spoken, we hadn't talked about whether or not he's still taking them. I just assumed that he was. The other woman, the OxyContin lady, she has been on the products now. I would say she was on the intense program for 90 days as well, and then she's into a maintenance program, and she loves the products and takes them religiously.
Awesome.
And she's probably about 3 months out of the 90 days, so it's just about 6 months now for her.
Awesome.
And then the other gentleman, he's right in the middle of it. He's probably in about day 30 of the 90-day program.
Wow. That's really awesome. And like as you talked about, like satisfying those cravings, that's what I've been fortunate or blessed enough not to have had an an addiction like that, but that's what I've heard is the hardest thing is to get over that craving, and that's really awesome that people are reporting that the superfoods can really nourish that and help you get over that that mental step in it.
Now, Amy, you actually did experience this because you were on most of the products. You were able to break your addiction to caffeine and sugar. For the time of the fast, you did not have cravings, and so you actually are consistent with John's report.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I mean, I think that caffeine and sugar are probably to a lesser degree, you know, of addictions, although they are addictions, and for sure.
They absolutely are, and I would have to say that sugar is a lot harder to quit than you think. If you try, not many people ever try to totally get off of sugar. You don't realize how many products sugar is actually in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Until you really try to completely eliminate sugar from your body, then you won't really know what I'm talking about. But it's not an easy thing to do, and sugar cravings are wicked. Try walking into a 7-Eleven when you haven't had sugar in 3 weeks and see what happens. You start to go and you get the shakes.
Uh-huh, yes.
It's intense. It really is. The sugar's a hard thing to quit. Because you know, the blood sugar levels and everything, it's just so vital to keep those things balanced and level, or else you're going to be having those cravings that we're talking about.
Yeah, our body runs on glucose, and that's two molecules removed from simple sugar, so it's pretty easy for our brain to substitute the two.
Yep.
And to create the addiction for the simple sugar. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, John, you are amazing. I truly appreciate you, as does Amy, I know. And Amy noted to me, she says, you know, I really haven't don't know that much about John, so I'm hoping that she could read your manuscript and get to know you and just what an important thing it is that you're doing in these people's lives, because you know, we're a team here, and I think everybody on the team needs to be walking in lockstep. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, I'm in the fight for the long haul, and hopefully you'll be hearing a lot about me and the efforts that I'm going to make to try to help these guys reclaim their lives. And hopefully this television show is going to fly. It's called Lost and Found, and I'm working with a production company as we speak. We're trying to get this thing going. And as Dave mentioned, I've written a book, and hopefully that'll be published right along with this. And, you know, we're talking movies and all kinds of stuff to try to bring the awareness that there is an option to, you know, an alternative to some of these failed programs that are unfortunately not getting the results that we'd like to see.
Wow. I know everybody is really pulling for you, and we hope that you'll keep us updated. We'll update everybody in our newsletter, on our conference calls. If there's any developments, please let us know.
I will.
And thanks again for being on the call, and all the best to your family. Tell your mom I said hey.
Thank you so much, and I will. And anyone out there that's you know, having a problem dealing with these addictions, and you know, all the love and light and energy I can project out there, grab it, you need it, and just believe in yourself, you can do it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, John, for being on the line with us tonight.
You're very welcome. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye, John.
Awesome. Well, that was great. He's doing an amazing service to the world, so best of luck to all of his things that he's got going on.
And you know what John does is he has two workout clinics called the Power Centers in New Jersey. And they're like gyms where people come to, you know, practice their weight training, their boxing, whatever it might be, cardio. And he gets involved in their lives and really makes a difference. And so that's really cool. So thanks, Amy, for helping out with that. I know I did most of the talking.
Oh, not a problem. Well, let's. I know you're up at the Oasis and got lots of things to do to start receiving people tomorrow. So let's get into the battle plan so we can move through that. So, Dave, why don't you tell us a little bit, or tell us exactly what addiction is. We talked about it really peripherally. Most of us think we know what addiction is, but why don't you give us kind of a concrete definition of what addiction actually is?
Right on. Well, Amy, you know, addiction is a dependency that negatively impacts a person's life. And I want to repeat that because this is so important. It's a dependency that negatively impacts a person's life. That means it could be anything. If you're grumpy without your coffee, that's a dependency that negatively impacts your life. And I didn't mean you, Amy. So
yeah, I know. I'm done. I'm pretty much done with coffee now.
It is. The addiction is physiologically or psychologically triggered. In other words, it might be a metabolic need, like you create the sugar craving, as John spoke of,
mm-hmm.
or it might be that, you know what I mean, that, oh my God, I got to have it because it's so, it's a habit that you're just so used to.
Right.
Now, it often results in chronic disease because it disrupts your physiology, and it also, unfortunately, not only has a negative impact on your physiology, it impacts your family life, your work, and all of your relationships because it becomes the most important thing in your life. And we all say, you know, on my list, it's, you know, my God, my family, and my job. Well, if my addiction were on top of that, that means you're putting your family and God after your addiction, not to mention your job.
Right.
So that could get crazy. Now, addiction is most commonly used as a chemical dependency, like Amy said, like cigarettes, or to alcohol or drugs, but it also has to do with overeating. Some addictions are to sex, and some addictions are to acts of recklessness. That's like being addicted to adrenaline, doing something crazy.
Right, like driving 120 miles an hour all the time.
Hey.
Mr. Tire Blowout.
Oh, was that a stab back after my coffee reference? So addiction is really difficult to eliminate because the body adapts and accepts addictive substances as a permanent component of your chemical makeup. And I want to repeat that again. Addiction becomes part of your body's chemical makeup, and where in cases where addictive substances become necessary components of the body chemistry, withdrawal symptoms are painful, and they manifest themselves. In other words, they happen any time you go without your addicted substance. Well, here's the amazing thing, Amy, and this is what all of this program is built on, what we're about to say. And you know what I'm about to say, right? The information that we learned from our friends who did metabolic studies on the DNA pathways that drugs use to get to the brain. And if this isn't a breakthrough in understanding addiction, Amy, what is?
Exactly.
Do you want to tell everybody what I'm talking about?
No, why don't you?
Okay. Well, James Parker, wasn't it? Or was it James, what was his name? Harper. James Harper was a researcher who shared his research results with Amy and I. And what he found was that drugs create their own metabolic pathway to the brain. So imagine, draw your body and then draw your stomach and then draw your brain and take a pencil and make a line from your stomach to your brain. Now that's the first time you use the drug. Now the second time you use it, take that pencil and try to retrace that line and then retrace it again and retrace it again. And try as hard as you can to go right on top of that line. Well, pretty soon you're going to have a really thick line because you can't stay within that same pathway. Well, every time you use drugs, the drug takes a similar pathway to your brain, and eventually all of those similar pathways bind together to create a powerful pathway. Think of this like a siphon, like you're siphoning water out of a pool, or you're sucking something through a straw. Your brain begins to pull like a suction toward the drug. And so whenever that pathway isn't full, your brain suffers and it creates this suction. It wants that drug, and that suction is a craving. And so what we found through the work of this researcher is that certain foods have the ability to go into and fill those metabolic pathways and narrow them. So now start erasing one of those lines and erasing another line and erase another line, and it gets thinner and thinner and thinner, and eventually you fill that pathway, and every time the brain sucks for that drug, you're filling that tube, you're filling that straw with amazing, life-giving, healing, oxygenating, alkalizing, metabolically amazing foods that actually fool your brain into thinking they're getting the drug.
Right, exactly, and so, right, you can overcome the mental part, which
mm-hmm.
can sometimes be the harder challenge.
Yeah, because, you know, Amy, sometimes people have come through the emotional trauma that led them to the addiction and that temporary depression that started them using the drug,
right.
And then by the time they were through that cycle, the addiction started, whether the, like I said, the habitual thing that leads to the physiological addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So you could reverse those steps and take yourself back to a place where you could manage this situation.
Exactly. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the causes of addiction?
Well, they say that there's a genetic predisposition to addiction. Remember, I always remind you that a genetic predisposition is nothing more than an opportunity. An opportunity does not have to be taken. It's like potential. Just because you're 7 feet tall doesn't mean that you know how to play basketball.
Right.
There's a lot of seven-footers in the world that never made it to the NBA.
Exactly.
So that's a genetic predisposition to be good at basketball, but it doesn't mean you're going.
Right.
So just because your dad was an addict doesn't mean you have to be. Although I have to admit that my father struggled with alcoholism. That is the reason he died, cirrhosis of the liver. And Dad, I love you, man, but it was a really, really bad example that he set for his children. And I, at a young age, struggled with alcohol addiction and overcame it. And I have to say that you can do it. I was absolutely an alcoholic, and I absolutely, through willpower alone, was able to overcome it because I knew that I had to, but not everybody. And I used green food, I'm not going to lie, but not everybody has that ability. Very few do. Now, a genetic predisposition, biochemical imbalances, addictive personalities may lack the natural stimulants and relaxants the brain uses to maintain the body, which may result in the brain sending like the wrong or garbled messages of what you need or what you want. And that's why the filling those metabolic pathways with healthy, life-giving, amazing food are the answer. Addictive individuals actually seek alternatives to natural mood enhancers like serotonin that your body produces through artificial stimulants and addictive substances. And we know that that can be reversed through quality food, the quality foods that Amy and I are about to recommend. Personality dynamics are oftentimes a dependent personality, someone who's subject to bursts of anger, mania, in other words, getting far, like really into stuff, like really sort of like, oh my God, I collect, pink rabbits, and then all of a sudden your whole house is full of, pictures and statuettes of, I had to go somewhere to where we could imagine how crazy that would be. Or like me, those pictures of Elvis on what is it called, velour.
Right.
I'm joking, of course.
I know.
And dysfunctional family life, as John stated, oftentimes takes you there. But as usual, Amy has put together a list of facts that people should be you could latch onto and sort of get a grip on just how serious this problem is. So, Amy, there are those facts that people should know. I think you've gathered three or four really, really important statistics. Do you want to tell people what you've learned?
Sure. One thing that's kind of shocking is that less than 15 to 20% of the addictive population, once sober, remains clean or remains sober. So that means that 80 to 85% of people that try to become clean go back to their addictive behavior. So it's really hard when that pathway gets, channeled in there. It's hard to break that. Alcoholics have double the usual death rate in men, triple in women, and it on average has a 10 to 12 year decrease in life expectancy. And people with addictions have 6 times the suicide rate as people without.
6 times, Amy, 6 times. That's 600%.
Exactly.
Wow.
Drug addiction, including alcoholism, inflicts metabolic damage on every cell in the body. So for every drug that we ingest, for every drink that we drink, we are damaging ourselves at the cellular level.
Well, let's give an example, Amy. You know that that you and I used to, I know this is bad, but we would look at people's noses and their ears, and if their noses were swollen and if their ears had creases, we knew that they consumed way too much alcohol because the alcohol was shutting down the circulation of oxygen to their head. That's really dangerous. That means that you're prone to have a heart attack.
A stroke? If you're not getting oxygen and blood supplied to your head, that's a stroke right there.
And now stop and think about it. Every alcoholic you ever known has that big, bulbous nose that has little tiny pockmarks
broken
on it.
Blood vessels and pockmarks.
Yes, exactly. And the reason why is because oxygen, the nose is an extremity. And
right.
Oxygen can't get there if the blood isn't circulating there. The same with the ears. And so, it's obvious that your cells, like you just stated, Amy, every cell metabolically suffers.
Exactly. And we're not talking about the social drink here or there. We're talking about the daily,
excessive. We're talking about excessive drinking. Because, social drinking, we're not putting down. We don't think that, in fact, a small amount of alcohol increases circulation. It isn't, you know, a terrible thing that you don't want to drink every day. It damages the liver. So if social weekend, you know, drink wine with dinner type of thing, we have no problem with it. It's to excess. It is always the problem.
Exactly. Well, let me read off some signs and symptoms. If, you know, you're in a household where you're not sure, or maybe you have a friend, you're not sure if they are addicted.
So let's say that you have you're in a relationship and you're worried, like you're dating this guy, and you know it seems like every time you're together he's drinking. Maybe these are some of the signs that you might want to look at to see if someone you care about really needs help, professional help.
Exactly. Well, of course, the first sign would be daily consumption or use of the addictive substance. Like we were talking about, the social drink is fine. Increased tolerance to the effects of the addicted substances. You know, they don't get that little high off of one or two beers. They need 6 or 12. Preoccupation with obtaining the addictive substance and hiding them from family or friends.
Telling lies. Oh, I've got to run to the store, but you're really running to see your connection. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Inability to stop using the addictive substance once started. Like you can't put the drink down, can't put the beer down. Alcohol or odor on the breath, flushed face or tremors. Need for the addictive substance at the beginning of the day to get going or to deal with stress. And it's so funny because I was such a caffeine and or sugar junkie, because every time I felt stress, all I wanted was chocolate. But I know there's a lot of people out there that can relate to that.
And when I was young and I was depressed and I was using alcohol, it would not be unusual to look for an excuse to drink before noon. I mean, that's how crazy alcoholism is. You could actually drink a drink when you wake up.
Exactly.
Before you do anything else.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Frequent hangovers or absences from work, failure to fulfill family or work obligations because of the addiction, frequent accidents, falls, or injuries of vague origin, and in smokers, cigarette burns on the hands or chest.
You fell asleep
while smoking, exactly. Inability to remember what happened the night before. That's a pretty clear sign. A relative, friend, or doctor or other health worker expresses concern.
Amy, you know that there's more than that. These are all, I know that those are really, but we're talking mostly that's about your, you know, your illicit drug user and your alcoholic, but what about the person who, you know, who always seems to be popping pills? I mean, we know those people, Amy.
Yeah, we know those people that, you know, head down to Tijuana, you know, to get their drugs, you know,
or they doctor shop because they have one doctor who won't give them their Xanax anymore, so they go find a doctor who will.
Right.
And they need one pill to wake, you know, to get them up, and one pill to bring them down, one pill to sleep, and one pill to party. I mean, these are people who, you know, they don't come out and say this. You have to really watch them close and listen to the things they say. But, I mean, we know those people.
Unfortunately, yeah. There are a lot of people like that out there, for sure. And just the damage that it's doing cellularly and the damage that it's doing to the liver, that's what a lot of people, they don't think about. You always hear alcohol is so bad for the liver. Well, these prescription drugs are usually fat soluble, they hang around in the liver, and it is very hard to detox the liver. The liver is something that you really don't want to mess with, and all these chemical residues are going to sit right there and they're going to stay there. They're not going to come out easily. And
that's
so
right.
When you are doing this, you are really, really damaging yourself.
So Amy, we've covered these things like on the sort of review very quickly, maybe the start, or some of the research that's been done, and then I'll go into some of the dietary changes that we might be able to make.
The research?
Yeah, the research. Why don't you just review that really quickly? I think I covered it a little bit in my previous. Basically, the research has shown, like we said, that drugs and other addictive activities create chemical vacuum tubes or pathways to the brain that then must be filled or you get the craving. Again, when empty, the cravings or suction begins. And certain foods that Amy and I are going to recommend are phytochemically satisfying. They have compounds in them that phytochemically mimic the thing that the drug does for the brain. And so they act to fill those pathways, to fill those tubes, to stop the vacuum. And that dramatically reduces the body's desire for the addictive consumption or activity, because, heck, you're getting what you want, the brain thinks, and that is pretty cool. So as far as dietary practices go, you need to adopt a diet of biochemical restoration, and that's the diet that we're going to recommend in just a few moments. Most addictive individuals actually have problems processing sugar or carbohydrates. So a diet that stabilizes hypoglycemic activities within the blood is going to be really important. Eliminating simple sugars, Amy. There we go again. Those are foods that have sucrose, fructose, or glucose added. Those include most of your fruit juices, most of your dried fruit, and even low-fiber fruits like grapes and citrus, which are the two fruits that are the worst for diabetics or for people who are overweight, because there's very low fiber in grapes and citrus and a lot of sugar.
Sugar.
And, you know, if you eat the white part, Amy, you know, the outer white part of the orange, if you peel it and then, like, with your hands and then eat even the white parts that are on the outer sections, that'll help, you know, make the orange actually much better for you.
Exactly, because so many people that are suffering, especially with alcohol addiction, are completely running rampant with candida. And so these sugars at all, the alcohol, the sugar from the alcohol, the sugar from the other sugary foods that they're craving is just making the candida go crazy in their body.
Absolutely. And what are some of the some of the foods that people should limit, Amy, if they're
Well, limit the processed foods always, products made from refined flour, like instant potatoes, also white rice, and instead consume complex carbohydrates such as whole grain breads or whole grain vegetables and legumes are much better than your white processed foods. Also, eat several small meals throughout the day with snacks in between instead of two or three big, huge meals, and focus on consuming complex carbs with protein-rich foods and healthy fats such as those found in cold water fish, nuts and seeds, flax seeds, olive oil, and, of course, our coconut oil.
Awesome. And now all of those recommendations, those are recommendations that we then followed, along with, again, we went into the research, and the research showed that certain things, certain foods with certain nutrients filled those metabolic pathways, and we actually have foods within our company that completely fulfill these needs, which is really, really cool. So we're talking about our nutritional supplements from Platinum Health Products, and we actually put together a program, and we have protocols for that program. But what I want to do quickly, Amy, is maybe you and I could go down and we could share with the people, because this is an extensive program. You're using 9 or 10 different supplements, and they need to, and so we'll tell them what the supplements are, and then we'll tell them how they could sort of mix and match the things to make it easy to do this on a daily basis, because some people might go, wow, you know, 10 different supplements, that's going to get really crazy.
Right.
So where do things always start?
Well, the cornerstone of what everything that Dave and I recommend in any nutritional supplement program is a green drink. And we recommend the green juices like organic barley green juice or the organic kamu blend, which help promote detoxification. They contain magnesium. They have cofactors for many enzyme systems and involved in blood sugar control. And so we recommend that you take 3 to 5 servings of one of these green drinks every day.
Absolutely. And remember that these things, if you go to the upper level, like 5 servings a day, that's 5 times a day, that your blood glucose is going to be extremely stable. And one of the most important factors in addictions, Amy, is, as we learned many years ago, we learned from a specialist in addiction who was using green kamu alone helping people overcome addictions. And he said this on a nationally syndicated, very popular talk radio show. He said that the main reason why addicts have a hard time sticking with their programs is because they associate glucose deficiency or a blood glucose crisis with a craving for the drug that they desire. So when their blood goes out of a certain control glucose range, then they get a craving for sugar, and as soon as they get a craving of any type, they go, ooh, craving. Oh, that's right, craving. When I get cravings, I like X. And pretty soon, they're putting X, you know, into their body. And so the green food is going to help stabilize that blood glucose, and that is extremely, extremely important.
Definitely. The next product on the list or on the battle plan is the apothecary. And the apothecary naturally contains melatonin, which can help regulate sleep patterns. And that's very important that you're getting the proper amount of rest to let your body heal. And we recommend taking 2 tablespoons prior to bedtime.
Now, the body has things called biorhythms, and biorhythms get disrupted by addiction. Melatonin grabs your body, throws a hormone into your brain, into your blood, that creates very tight and regulated biorhythms called circadian rhythms. Those circadian rhythms force your body into deep sleep patterns, and that is something that many addicts have trouble doing, is getting a good night's sleep, and that's where their body cannot regulate their metabolism and the addictive behavior continues. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal tool in this retraining the body's rhythms. So yes, absolutely, apothecary. And what else? There's such a long list.
Organic spirulina, which acts as a natural source of the essential fatty acids. It also is a natural source of vitamins and minerals, B vitamins. It's rich in essential fatty acids. Spirulina provides a foundation for nutritional support. Its therapy is commonly cited as one of the most vital foods for replenishing vitamin deficiency, and approximately 50% of all addicts are vitamin deficient. So we recommend taking either 10 to 20 capsules or 2 tablespoons mixed in a smoothie or in with your green drinks daily.
Awesome, awesome. So that covers those nutritional deficiencies that are almost always associated. They say 50%. I think it's probably higher. And the next product is really important. Why don't you tell them about it? Yes.
That's the Flax Advantage, and it contains linoleic acid, which can stimulate brain function. And that's what we've been talking about this whole way with this neurotransmitter, this pathway. So the linoleic acid, the essential fatty acids in the flaxseed are very, very important, and we recommend that you take a quarter cup of the fresh flax seeds, grind them, and either eat them or add them to a smoothie or shake on a daily basis again.
And you could take up to a half a cup, depending upon your weight. For about every 150 pounds of weight, you're going to want a quarter cup of the flaxseed. So if you're over that, you probably want to increase that just a little bit. And you know what's amazing, Amy, is these are phytoestrogens. And so they're going to really, really work, again, within the brain function and the nerve endings. And so, yeah, the flaxseed is really important. And again, Amy's now named 3 things, organic spirulina, which is loaded with GLA, like you find in evening primrose oil. She's recommending the Flax Advantage, which is loaded with omega-3s, which is another type of GLA. And then the rice bran solubles is the next recommendation that Amy's going to make. Tell them about that, and remember that it is also filled with essential fats and valuable fatty acids.
Great, exactly. The rice bran solubles is now becoming one of my favorite, absolute favorite products, but it aids in the stabilization of erratic blood sugar levels as seen in alcoholic hypoglycemia, and it also contains vitamin E and tocotrienols. And as we were talking about before, that so many times when you have a blood sugar crisis, you identify that with wanting your addictive substance, and even though really your blood sugar is just a little bit out of whack. And so if your blood sugar stays in line, it's going to be less and less likely that you'll be craving, wanting, thinking, or your mind tricking yourself into thinking that you need your addictive substance. So the rice bran solubles, in combination with the green drink, with the spirulina, are going to be excellent at stabilizing that blood sugar level.
Yeah, and providing some fats. And you know, it's also cool, Amy, is that, you know, rice bran solubles are loaded with B1, B2, B3, B6. And those are energy-producing B vitamins. So, you know, it's also, obviously, you're getting energy from the green drinks, you're getting energy from the flaxseed, and energy from the rice bran solubles. But the next ingredient is actually the ultimate maybe sort of energizing ingredient for, you know, and even blood glucose stabilizing. You can see a theme building here. Tell them about activated barley.
Yeah, activated barley is an amazing slow-burning carbohydrate that, again, helps definitely regulate the blood sugar level, and that seems to be a common recurring thing. Theme is we've got to regulate the blood sugar level and then therefore reduce the cravings. So the activated barley is amazing at doing that. It's going to give you a steady stream of energy because it's a complex carbohydrate. It's not like the sugars in the alcohol. It's not like sugars that we talked about in grapes or citrus. It's going to give you that high, that sugar high, and then drop you down. It is a steady, burning, slow stream of carbohydrate, which is going to provide steady energy over an extended period of time.
And Amy, my favorite part is the way that it turns into a beta-glucan gel and adheres itself to the small intestines, giving you that full feeling, that satisfied feeling, and just slow burn, feeding glucose into the blood in a really regulated fashion. I think this is, again, you could see that the green juice, the spirulina, the flax, the rice bran, and the activated barley are all blood glucose stabilizing compounds, returning to that theme. But then each of them also offers additional phytochemical benefits like the GLA, the oxygenation, the alkalization, you know, the nutrient potency, even the fibers, which are really good, like you said, at helping stabilize blood glucose as well. So, but perhaps one of the most important things for the addictive person is to keep the brain fed, to not let the brain feel deficient, and also to keep the muscles firing at the cellular level. So we have a patented product with 36 clinical studies published in scientific literature that you and I both really love, as does almost every person who ever tries it. Tell them a little bit about the Master Amino Acid Complex and its importance in this program.
Yeah, the Master Amino Acid Complex is a complete protein that makes itself 99% available to the body. Your body is going to assimilate 99% of the protein, and it helps provide amino acids to the brain, to the muscles, and to the tissue, and it breaks down within 22 or so minutes, so it's very easy on the body to digest. It's not going to give off a lot of residue. In fact, it's 99% assimilable, and it really helps feed the brain, nourish the brain, muscles, and tissues, and we recommend that you take one tablet for every 50 pounds of body weight per day.
Actually, I apologize for the typo, but that should be twice a day, and that's my fault. So.
Oh, okay. Whoops.
Yeah. So, now, the amazing thing about the Master Aminos, Amy, is also that it goes through the lymphatic system, doesn't pass through the kidneys, and is pre-digested. Now, many people, and this is important, the ease of digestion. Most of these foods, all of these foods that Amy and I have recommended, are amazingly raw and active foods that are easy for your body to assimilate because addicts shut down their digestive function. And so this highly digestible food sources that we're recommending are the same things that we've used to help anorexics and bulimics, as well as people who are morbidly obese, because they make themselves available to the body so quickly. And of course, you know, the addict likes a quick reaction, and the 22 minutes into the bloodstream of Master Aminos really could shut down the cravings really quickly. Amy, I also recommend that people eat pumpkin seeds and even consume clean water oysters, because zinc also helps with addiction. So, you know, munching on some pumpkin seeds or having some oysters might also benefit, people, but that's just sort of a dietary recommendation. As far as nutrients go, RC from nature plays a really important part. Do you want to tell people about that?
Exactly. The C from nature is very high in naturally occurring vitamin C, not ascorbic acid. And substance abusers are usually typically very deficient in key antioxidants, including vitamin C. So the C from nature is going to be key to getting some of those antioxidant levels boosted up. Also, the apothecary is very high in antioxidant levels. So for the C from nature, we recommend that you take 6 capsules daily to get those necessary nutrients into the bloodstream.
Now, one thing that you mentioned upon and you might want to review is that we have every component of our natural multivitamin in this battle plan also, don't we?
Absolutely. You get your naturally occurring vitamin C from Sea from Nature. You get vitamin E and B vitamins from the rice bran solubles. You get beta carotene, also B vitamins in the organic spirulina, and you get minerals and trace minerals in your green drink, in your organic barley or your organic kamu blend. We've also covered your protein needs with the Master Amino Complex. We've covered carbohydrate needs with the activated barley, and we've covered essential fatty acid needs with the Flax Advantage and the organic spirulina and the rice bran solubles, actually.
Beautiful, and it's all from vegetables, fruit, seeds, nuts, grains, and legumes. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, Amy.
Exactly.
Now, there's another food that way back when, like a couple thousand years ago, was recommended as being like sort of like the cure-all. At one time it was considered, in fact they called it, Hippocrates himself called it the potted physician, and it has the ability to really stabilize blood glucose levels as well, and it's one of your and my favorite products, Amy. Tell them about the aloe vera.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Aloe vera contains unique polysaccharides that have been shown to be beneficial in blood glucose control. Again, we're back to blood glucose control, which is so vitally important to overcoming addiction, and it can assist the body's ability to heal internal organs. And if you've been addicted to drugs or alcohol, your internal organs definitely need attention and healing. So aloe vera is something that we would recommend adding 20 drops daily to water, or you could also add the 20 drops to your apothecary and drink it before you go to bed at night.
And I would say throw in some of our ionic minerals, because they also are great at blood glucose control and can contribute to the profile of that whole natural multivitamin, multi-mineral. So I think that is something. And Amy mentioned how important it is to take care of your liver. So we recommend that obviously the sea from nature is important. The green foods are important. You might want to go and get a milk thistle tea and drink milk thistle tea when you get a chance, because milk thistle helps to rejuvenate the liver. Now, Amy, we've put together a list of three really important recommendations throughout this talk. Would you just review and let people know, sort of a cliff notes, these three really important things to help them besides the nutrients?
Sure, absolutely. If you're trying to overcome any addiction, you need to remove all addictive substances from your body, and that includes caffeine and that includes sugar. And if you do that, you'll be much more successful. Although it's very difficult, you will be much more successful in the end if you can remove all addicted substances from the body.
And to accelerate sort of this process, I think it's important to remain active. What do we recommend for that?
We recommend at least 30 minutes of exercise 3 times a week, and that has definitely been shown to alleviate stress and also depression, which can be associated with addictive personalities.
Now, Amy, would you say that that 30 minutes 3 times a week, that's the bare minimum, right?
That's the bare minimum. I mean, I really think that you should do something to get your heart pumping, your blood moving, circulating that lymph, fluid, I would say every day. But if you can't fit it in every day, at least 3 times a week.
Yeah, and, you know, most of the studies show like 45 minutes 4 times a week to be most effective. So we just want people to realize that exercise is really important. If they get out there 3 times a week, 30 minutes, it's a great start to alleviate stress and depression. And once you start doing it, I think you'll find that you'll increase it as you're feeling it, you know. So and we have obviously, you know, we are not here to endorse any particular organization, but you need some outside help, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Alcoholics Anonymous is a good place to start. There's resources like John Neese. There's other resources out there that provide counseling, or group support, individual support. There's Al-Anon. There's all types of, there's free access to things on the Internet. The communities, the states provide things. Get on the Internet, look around, reach out for those resources, because they are out there, and we can't do everything alone, and sometimes we need to talk about what's going on and get inspiration from others who've been there and who've succeeded. So we completely recommend and encourage group support programs or individual counseling.
Now, there's people listening right now, Amy, who are going, oh, this is such great information. I can't wait to go and tell X, Y, or Z about it because I'm now gonna help them with their addiction. What advice do you have for them?
Well, I mean, we're not experts. I'm not an expert. You're not an expert. I mean, be supportive and recommend the products and share the success stories with them. But I do think that, to really, talk about any psychological issues, you probably should leave that in the hands of a professional.
But what about what I was trying to maybe, obviously that's really good advice, but clearly you and I always talk about the rule of 49. It's like, when you
want to help. Oh, the person has to want it, exactly. I mean, we can't force this on people that want it, and oftentimes Dave and I find ourselves, we want more for, say, some of our employees or our friends or family than they want for themselves, and it's really hard and it's really painful for us, and I'm sure a lot of you on the line are experienced this, whether it be your own, child or your parents or siblings or friends or family or coworkers that you want it so bad for them, and you tell them, and you give them suggestions and ideas, but unless they want it themselves, unless they are ready to embrace it, unless they're ready to do it for themselves, not for you or not for anyone else, but for themselves, they will never be successful. And don't beat your head against the wall, and don't feel bad because you present them the information. You have done your part. They have to go at least 51%. You can go 49%, but you can't go more than half.
They have to want it more for themselves than you want it for them. And Amy, I'm hoping that we have Eric on the line because Eric's right in the middle, actually, of helping somebody into a program. And Eric, do you have a couple minutes to say hello? Well, apparently Eric is probably star six, or maybe he came in on the wrong line. But nonetheless, I just want to say that Eric has reached out to a friend and is putting her on the addiction battle plan. And she is now up here with us at the retreat, and she is looking fantastic, just feeling wonderful and highly motivated, and I really think that she is going to be able to overcome her addictions and this self-destructive behavior. It obviously wasn't something she chose. She was given prescriptions by doctors for years and years, and she's ready to break that that addiction. I'm so proud of her. Of course, she will remain anonymous, but just very, very proud of her.
Awesome. Well, let's go do the protocols, and I also wanted to let everybody know this is a battle plan. It is on the Internet. You can check it out at phporder.com. It's also available in the back office. Download it, print it out, email it to anyone that you think might benefit from this information. But this is what we call a tapered system. You want to do a tapered system when starting to overcome your addiction. Follow this protocol for the first 90 days and then use the suggestions above as a guideline for ongoing cleansing, rebuilding, and maintenance of your now clean lifestyle.
Now, by tapered, I didn't mean to interrupt you. By tapered, what she means is you go to your doctor and you tell him that you're going to get off of your drugs, and you tell him he has to help you. So he has to give you and tell you, okay, well, you're going to take your full dose for the first week, and then we're going to put you down to 3/4, and then we're going to put you to half, and then we're going to put you to 1/4, and then we're going to take you off completely. And this all has to happen over the course of the 90 to 120 days. And the doctor absolutely will work with you on that. And again, it's a tapered system, meaning you don't go cold turkey off of your drugs. You taper them down. And I've seen doctors work a lot faster. I've seen them go to half and then to 1/4 and then off within weeks, within just a few weeks. So it's up to you and your doctor. Remember, Amy and I do not offer medical advice. We offer support. We offer integrative options, things that you can do to complement. And again, if you have the right doctor, a holistic-oriented doctor, a doctor who really gets involved with you, that's the best way to go. It's going to be pretty hard to get one of these old-school, head-in-the-sand doctors to help you out with this. So you got a doctor shop, and I don't mean the way that some people do.
Exactly.
Do we have Eric on the line yet? Is he out there? Okay, I guess we must have missed him. We'll bring him on another time. But Amy, why don't you let folks know how easy this actually could be Like, as soon as they wake up, what's the first two or three things that they do?
Well, we recommend mixing the 20 drops of aloe vera with 2 to 6 ounces of water and swish, gargle, and swallow that upon waking.
Is that a good time to mix the minerals in with that also?
I would think so, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. About 20 drops of minerals also?
Probably, yes, that sounds good. Also, then you mix a tablespoon of your green drink, whether it's the organic kamut blend or the barley green juice, with a tablespoon of activated barley and 2 tablespoons of rice bran solubles with water, and have that 3 times daily on an empty stomach. And that will, if you're doing that 3 times a day, that will normalize the blood sugar and substantially cut down on cravings.
Awesome. And then, you know, and this all could happen within, you know, within, you know, within the first hour of waking, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, maybe not 3 of them, but the first one. Then you're going to want to mix 1/4 cup of the Flax Advantage, grind it fresh, 1 tablespoon of spirulina, and 1 tablespoon of the apothecary with juice or water or in a smoothie, and have that 3 times daily alternating with your green drink. With your green drink with the activated barley and the rice bran soluble. So basically, that's kind of like every 2 hours you're nourishing yourself with these awesome power foods. And then, as we talked about earlier, you're going to take 1 tablet of Master Amino for every 25 pounds of body weight spread throughout the day. And this can be taken or swallowed while you're taking your green drink. That's absolutely fine. And it should not be taken within 2 hours of consuming meat or other high-protein foods. So take it with your green drink. Don't take it with your spirulina smoothie or with sitting down and eating some chicken breast or eggs or something like that.
Exactly. Now, I noticed, again, another typo. This might be my fault, but we're supposed to take 3 Seed from Nature capsules 3 times a day. That's 9 per day, morning, noon, and night. They could be taken with food, or they could be taken alone. And really, trust me, if you want to be addicted to something, if you want to have a habit, this is the habit to have.
Make right. Be addicted to wheatgrass and spirulina.
Exactly. Now, Amy, you know that Eric and I have become really close, really good friends, and one of the reasons is because we come from similar backgrounds. We both grew up in inner-city environments with a lot of challenges, family life challenges, went out on the street. We found companionship. We found acceptance on the street. But to be accepted on the street, you got to live like the street. And that brought us both into a pattern of self-destructive and addictive behavior, which we have overcome. Eric has a really nice story to tell. He's actually joined me here, and I was hoping we could take 2 to 3 minutes for him just to give some words of encouragement, because as I'm sitting here with Eric, I'm looking at a guy whose eyes are so bright. They are so clean. I see white, strong definition of his eyes. His skin is radiant, as radiant as a guy could be, I guess. And he's in phenomenal physiological and metabolic shape. To put it in the terms of the street, the guy is completely ripped.
Exactly.
And this is all, I think, because he was strong enough to overcome. We're talking about a strong pull from the street that he was involved in for many years. So I don't want to tell his story for him. Amy, do we have a couple minutes for Eric to tell his story?
We do, but before Eric goes, I'd like to remind everybody, if you'd like to re-access this information, we try to make it as easy as possible for you, and you can do that by calling the replay line starting tomorrow by dialing 212-461-8911. Also, we will post this call to the website starting sometime tomorrow, and if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link so you can click on your computer, open up the audio file, and listen right there on your computer. So this is great information. If you know someone that could benefit from this, please pass it along. We hope that you share it with many. So with that, Eric, please, we definitely love to hear your story.
Okay, great. I'm going to give the phone over to Eric now. And Amy, I just want to thank you for this was, in my opinion, just a fantastic call. And I think many, many people are going to benefit from it. I encourage people to listen on the replay line. And now I want to again, for Eric to share his story. So here we go.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Dave, as always, I appreciate all the kind words that you say. I think, you know, I asked Dave when I found out that this was a call on addiction and to educate people on addiction, I actually asked Dave if I could be on the call because I'd like to hopefully inspire some people to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel because of the things that I went through in my life. And as Dave had mentioned, you know, I grew up kind of on the street, but more in New York City in the club scene. And I spent many, many years going to clubs in New York and doing drugs and partying and just doing what everybody else was doing. Well, at one time in my life, that my road got really dark, and I was having a lot of difficulties coping with life and coping with work and you know, just fighting to be successful and to have peace of mind and be happiness, to have happiness in my life. So if you have any friends or family members or somebody that you know that is fighting addiction, I just want to let everybody know that there is light at the end of the tunnel because I went through it. I suffered dearly, all the things that come from addiction, and I thought that there was no way out. And from that, I started to introduce these types of superfoods that Dave and Amy have been talking about tonight. And I do believe that that is the only way that I was able to beat the addiction and to find that happiness in my life. So I can, the only reason that I'm on the phone right now is to say that I've successfully found a way out and successfully found happiness and peace of mind. And I did it all through all the products and the whole food supplements that that Dave and Amy have been talking about. And, you know, I always offer my hand to anybody that needs any help. I know that you are listening to my brother tonight and know that if anybody ever needs to speak to somebody who's gone through it and knows how to get through it and to beat it and to overcome it, but and not only to do it, to do that, but to also empower yourself to be able to help other people. And that's what I've been able to do with my life. And I think that's, you know, the best teachers are the ones that, you know, they don't read, you know, their knowledge doesn't come from a book, it comes from experience. And I think that's where great wisdom comes from. And when you can share your personal experience with people that are going through a similar thing, I think it kind of settles in, it sinks in a little bit better.
I agree 100%, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, there's been a couple of people that I've worked with in the past. And the one thing is that, you know, like when I'm working with somebody and I'm speaking to them, they can hear it. They can hear the passion in my voice, because to overcome something like that, I mean, to have any idea what it's like to have this thing like following you around and you don't know how to get rid of it. And then all of a sudden, one day, you realize how to do it. There's no other feeling in the world. I can't really even explain it. I can't even put words to it, because you're free again. You feel like you're 10 years old and you're running around and you don't have a care in the world. And I've been able to get that back.
Wow.
And I don't want to do anything else with my life other than help other people to get that back. Because if you're not living that way, then you're not experiencing what life is all about. And like I tell people, I said, you know how it feels when you're sitting in the sun and the sun is shining on your face, or there's a nice cool breeze and you can really taste and smell the oxygen in the air, or you go for a swim in a lake or in the ocean and you feel like the water. Well, I used to feel like that when I was a kid. And then when you get older and you start taking in all of these toxins and these processed foods and medication and drugs, whether it's alcohol or cocaine or marijuana or whatever it may be, these toxins, they build up in your body and they prevent you from feeling the elements that are around you. And once you detox your body of all of those things, all of those toxins, you're able to reconnect with nature and reconnect with all of those elements, and you feel like you're enlightened. And you feel like the sun, you feel like the air, you feel like the water. It's the most incredible feeling in the world. You just feel light on your feet, and like you can just, you know, fly with an eagle through the air effortlessly. I'm happy to share that with people. So, I mean, everybody knows I'm a platinum member and they know my site, If they ever want to speak to me, you can call the office and get my number or get my email address, and I'm happy to speak to anybody and to do whatever I can to help somebody find that.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Eric. That's it's really cool because, sometimes people just need that, a little bit of encouragement, like, hey, I've been there and I've done it and it's possible, because I know just through my challenges, that I've been through, sometimes it just feels like this is impossible, I cannot do it. And just a word of encouragement or a word from someone that's been there in your shoes, it can just make all the difference and give you that encouragement that you need to get back on it and do it another day.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's exactly that. I mean, Amy, I was at a point in my life where I felt like I had no way out. And my way out was the worst thing that you could possibly think. I got to a point in my life where I said, you know what, I can't live anymore. I can't live with myself. I can't take it. And this amazing thing happened to me. I just had this moment of hope. And it was about my relationship with myself. And that was it. It wasn't for anybody else but myself. I wanted to do it for myself. I wanted to live, and I wanted my life back. And then I started thinking about all the things that life is worth living for, like family and friends and nice walks on the beach and, sitting next to a river and helping people ultimately. I mean, that's the greatest thing of all, is that once you beat your addiction, then you can share that experience with somebody else and help them beat theirs. And now you're in the cycle of life, and you're giving back what was given to you. And that's how the universe works. Everything in our universe gives itself unselfishly to each other to sustain and create life. And if you're not doing that, then you're not living. And that's what it's all about. So God bless everybody. Like I said, you can call me anytime you want. My love and support goes out to everybody out there, and I pray and I hope that you find the light. God bless you all.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eric. We really appreciate that and everything that you're doing.
Cool. Now, I know that people have been on for a while, but there are people who would like to ask questions. We definitely will open the phone lines now. And once again, Amy, to me, I think this call was one of the more important that we've ever had. This is a problem that, we talk about obesity, we even talk about diabetes, and they are clearly epidemics, but this is a third epidemic that we need to address, and I really appreciate the way that you've outlined it and brought this to the forefront tonight.
Well, thank you, and I agree that it is very important, because this is kind of like a hidden secret. You can be 120 pounds, you can wear a size 2, you can be a supermodel, you can be, you can, on the outside, no one may know what's going on, but you're killing yourself on the inside, both emotionally and physically. So this is something that definitely is very important in today's society, and definitely needs to have attention put to it, and we just hope that we can give information that people can utilize in their daily lives and help themselves and help their loved ones.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the plan works. We want people to give it a try, and we have support in place in case you want to talk to somebody. So, Amy, again, shall we open up the phone line?
Yeah, you know what? I can you go ahead and do that? Hit the *5?
Yes.
Awesome. So do we have any questions out there tonight? We have a couple minutes. We can
take Amy, my name is Joseph.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment because it was about drug abuse and everything, and I just wanted to tell your audience and everybody listening that it's very important. Even one 12-ounce can of beer will kill more than 1 million neurons in our brains, not to mention the kidney and the liver, as many and as well as throughout the body as well.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Thank you. That's a good point.
Wow. So you're right. We should all even be conscious of our social drink, because even one drink can or will damage the body.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Any other comments or questions?
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions tonight? Okay, well,
Now, if you've hit star 6 to mute yourself in order to talk, you're going to have to hit star 6 again. So if you're trying to ask a question and don't seem like you're being heard, try that. Okay, well, great. Well, it has been a long call, and so, Amy, why don't you take a moment to wrap it up?
Great. Well, I just want to thank everybody for being on the line with us, and thank you, Dave, and thank you to John Neese and Eric Neese for those inspirational testimonials and stories. And again, please re-access the call, share it with friends and family. You can access it on the replay line by calling 212-461-8911, or you can check it out on the website starting tomorrow. Or you can, if we have your email address on file, we will email you the web link. So, again, thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thank you, Dave. Best of luck at your retreat this weekend. We're very excited.
Great. And Amy, I will dial you in a moment. We cover a couple of things.
Okay. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Bye,
have a great night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.